Welcome back, Andy. Long time.
No, I was here. Wait, was I? Was I here last week?
You Skyped in last week.
I have no memory. No memory of it. I'm sure you're right. You wouldn't lie to me about that.
I can tell you anything.
Yeah, you probably could. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing okay.
How was your week?
It's been great.
I worry about you sometimes.
Yeah? What do you worry about? What's your big fear about me? I'm going to hurt myself?
Well, now that you mention it.
Going to fall off the garage?
Going to jump off the garage.
Jump off the garage and hurt myself.
Yeah.
How's your pal Harvey Weinstein doing?
He's having a tough week.
I know you two are kind of tight.
I never met the man.
He wrote you a fan letter, though.
That's right, he did. He did write me a letter.
Not many people have received fan letters from Harvey Weinstein.
Maybe more than you can imagine.
Yeah?
He did write me
a letter. Is there a club of people who've received fan mail?
I know where it is. It's still on the wall of my basement, a little office in my basement.
And what did Harvey have to say?
I had written some jokes for the Oscars one year.
The Steve Martin?
Yeah, one of the Steve Martin Oscars. And one of the jokes was flattering. One of the jokes was very complimentary toward one of his movies.
Which movie?
It was Chicago.
Uh-huh.
The movie Chicago. And I guess he went to the trouble of tracking down who wrote that joke. I don't know who he asked. He must have asked one of the producers who wrote that specific joke. And then a letter was sent to my house.
Do you remember the joke?
I do. But if I tell it now, it won't seem funny. It will be, I think the joke went something like this, and I'm not doing it justice, and I delivered these things badly, but it went something like this. This is when he was being accused of strong-arming the Academy, of pushing his own movies through unfairly.
Right, something he was famous for doing.
And so Steve Martin said, that Harvey Weinstein, he'll do anything to win Best Picture. Tell me if you think this is fair. This is what he did this year. Tell me if you think this is fair. He made a really entertaining, good movie with great performances that everybody loved.
Aww.
It was a compliment.
Yeah.
It was kind of a backwards, twisty compliment to the movie. So you can see why he was thrilled with that joke.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't getting a lot of jokes that like that. So that was my little...
He's probably watching that joke on repeat right now.
No, I think he has
the only thing that's making him feel good about himself.
Yeah. That's right, Ken. Our heart goes out to that brave, brave producer. You must have had mixed feelings about all those stories.
No, why?
Oh, I'm sorry, right. Why? Yeah, why would you?
Yeah,
exactly. Why?
Why? Why would I?
No reason you would. Whew! Woo! Nice recovery. No, we condemn Harvey Weinstein's behavior in no uncertain terms. Woo! That was close.
Will you be my honey pot?
Was that an actual term he used?
Yeah, he would use Harvey Weinstein Company employees, female employees.
Oh, I see. To lure people into them.
To accompany actresses to his hotel room so that they thought initially it was for an actual meeting, but then they would quickly leave.
They were reassured there was another woman there.
Right.
But then the other woman leaves.
Yeah.
But that's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool. Because you would do them both.
That's my style.
That's your style. A little something called style. A little something called management style.
I don't need no honey pot.
Exactly. You nail the starlet and the honey pot, baby. That's a win-win here at WFMU.
All right.
This couldn't be off to a better start.
Yeah. Let's do the Harvey Weinstein thing again.
Let's work on it for a week.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be back with it.
Okay. So we actually have a topic for tonight's program.
We're very happy with the topic. Yeah. Can I give you all the credit? This was your baby.
Let's wait until the end of the show.
It might have been Veronica. But it was certainly not mine. But I immediately embraced it.
The idea is, what will you do for $50?
I have $50. I'm going to send it to a listener before the end of the show. Just tell me what you would do. But you have to prove that you did it. You have to make your offer. Call us up at whatever that number is.
201-209-9368.
It's a new number. Make a note. 201-209-9368. Call us up. Tell us what you do. And then you have to take a picture or a video of yourself doing it. And if I agree that it's worth $50.
Unless it's something you can do over the phone. But you have to do it this hour.
Right. You have to do it before 7 o'clock. And if you have a PayPal account, I'll transfer the money. I'm good for it. You know, you would agree to that, right, Ken?
Absolutely.
I don't like to be in debt. My word is my bond. I could also send you a check if you don't have a PayPal account.
I'll make sure he really does it.
Yeah, you don't have to. I'm good. I'll have Johnny, my right-hand man.
And what are some of the things that you're thinking people might want to do?
Somebody might call and say, I will nail my tongue to the tree in my backyard for $50. And I'd say, good. I accept your offer, and then you have to go and make a little video or take a picture of it.
Does it count if they already have a pierced tongue, so they're not actually nailing a hole through their tongue, like they're using an already existing hole?
You know what? I'm going to say yes to that. I'm going to say yes.
Wow.
You can use an already existing hole as long as you're nailed to that tree.
You're a very reasonable man.
Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
I'm here to negotiate. I'm here to work with you. What do I have to do to put $50 in your pocket today?
No, what will they do?
What do they have to do to get $50 from me?
To get $50.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm confused. You could just say I jump off the roof of my garage for $50. I think I'd accept that.
That's not much.
It's my money. It's not for you to say.
Yeah, okay. It's your call.
But we need a picture of you in midair, right?
Yeah.
I don't want a picture of you on the garage.
I think $50 is the tipping point because a couple of months ago we were assembling a focus group at the mall and we walked around the mall offering people $20 to participate in an hour-long focus group and we did not get a single taker. But then when we upped it to $50, we had way too many people.
That's the number.
Yeah.
That's the number that will get their interest.
So that's the genesis.
What will you do for $50? I have $50 to give you. If you pique my interest, if you offer yourself, what else could they do? What other stunts can you imagine? Reciting the alphabet backwards? I don't think so. That's not quite good enough.
That's not 50.
I don't think I'd accept that offer. 201-209-9368. Erwin, you're on your way. Erwin, you'll listen in the car though, right?
Singing "Stairway to Heaven" backwards.
Well, how is that
possible? That's worth 50.
Maybe playing it on guitar backwards.
No, singing it backwards. You can listen to it backwards and learn how to sing it backwards. People have done that.
They have?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worth $50.
I think it's worth 50, but it's your money.
It's worth $50 of my money to you, is what you're saying.
Yes.
It's a lot of money. It's real money. 201-209-9368. Make me an offer. No reasonable offer refused. I have more than $50 in my PayPal account, so I can do this multiple times before 7 o'clock. make me an offer, 201-209-9368, and I will send you $50. You have $50 tonight.
Bug eating?
What? You mean if they videotape themselves eating bugs?
Yeah, eating a giant water bug. Now, those are bugs, they're like as big as cats.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. You mean a bug you have to take a bite out of?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sure. Of course.
Okay. All right. And,
Or have a water bug take a bite out of your child?
Now we're just waiting for the calls to come in.
Don't avert your eyes, Ken, because you're going to go blind.
At 201-209-9368.
The switchboard is just going to light up. Your retina will be burned, Ken, if you don't avert your eyes.
That's the phone number, 201-209-9368. And we got some people to thank, people who pledged their support to WFMU in 7 Second Delay during our year-end fundraiser here.
We,
Amanda in Cranford. Thanks, Amanda.
You guys are in a little bit of a hole there financially?
More than a little bit of a hole. Yeah, kind of an enormous chasm.
Oh, my friend. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Bigger than Dead Air Gulch, as a matter of fact.
Maybe you want to do something for $50. Can I entice you?
Make me an offer.
Is there a tree? Do you have a nail? Do you have a hammer?
I'm not nailing my tongue to a tree.
Okay, so I guess the station doesn't mean all that much to you.
No, it means everything to me.
Uh-huh.
But my tongue means a lot. My tongue.
Apparently more.
Yeah.
Would you jump off a roof?
Yeah, a short roof, sure.
A short roof? No, yeah. No, maybe. Is there a water bug in the station?
No. Eliminated all the water bugs. Thank you, Pascal, from Haskell, New Jersey.
Would you eat all of the scotch tape on this scotch tape dispenser?
No.
Please?
Nope. Sorry. Moises pledged to 7 Second Delay and says, I love you, Clay Pigeon.
But pledged to us?
Yeah. But presumably also to Clay Pigeon.
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
How's Clay Pigeon doing?
He's doing great.
Heard only good things.
Yes.
I have my assistant listen sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah. I can't be bothered.
The phone number here is 201-209.
Ken, why bother? What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself.
201.
Yeah.
209.
Yeah.
9368.
Yeah.
And Andy is willing to pay you $50.
If the stunt piques my interest.
You're looking for
if
a
I'm
stunt.
Amused by your offer.
Yeah, see, I thought that it might be a service, but you need closure this hour.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay anyone in advance.
Right, right. Okay.
That way lies madness. Okay, let's take the first call. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hang on.
Okay.
No. Nobody there.
Oh, fine. Hey, there you go. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hey,
hi.
Make me an offer. I have $50 in my pocket.
Okay. I was thinking, how about if I tell you a joke that I don't think you've ever heard before, because I think I might have made it up. And if that's the case, you give me $50. But if it is a joke that you have heard before, it can prove that someone else made it up, I'll send in the station $50.
Wait a minute, but I can prove it. If I can prove I've heard it before, it's easy for me to prove it. Just pause before you hit the punchline, before you tell me the punchline. And if I can finish the joke.
Maybe like a 5-second pause or something.
Yeah, but wait, is that
and
worth
$50? I feel really dumb if it is a joke you've heard before, but I don't know. I always thought
$50.
I would try to send in my own poor man's copyright. So I don't know if I do it on the air for the first time. Is that the same thing?
Is Lorne Michaels calling again?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I took a call after.
No, it's fine. If Lorne Michaels calls, you got to take the call.
That's the rule here at the station?
Yeah. This guy's wagering with you, you know.
It is like a wager.
Yeah,
you're going to tell me a joke. If I know the punchline, you'll send... I don't want the station to get the money. You'll send me $50.
Sure.
Okay. You're going to send me $50 to my PayPal account. If I know the punchline of this joke, and if I don't, I'm going to send you 50. What a wager. Boy, it's like comedy.
Yeah,
comedy Russian roulette.
Because I wanted to donate to WFMU.
No, you don't want to donate to WFMU. They'll just play more of that crap. Okay, so wait. Now, will you send me $50 personally?
I think he wanted to give the money to
a personal relative account on PayPal or whatever.
I think he wanted to give the money to WFMU.
Yeah, I'm talking him out of it.
Yeah.
Haven't you been paying attention? I'm very close. I'm tantalizingly close to talking him out of that.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Now, if this is a personal bet, I think I'm in. I'll do it.
Okay.
So you'll send me the money if I you'll send me the money if I can tell you the punchline. And you'll send
any help from Ken.
I won't. No. What help would I have from Ken?
No help. I can't come up with a punchline.
Okay, I'm ready.
You might know it, and you might not know it.
I'm ready to go. Okay, so just don't say the punchline when you tell the joke.
Okay.
Wait, I'm really very nervous.
And,
no, don't. Oh, give me more than 5 seconds.
Again, if it's a joke that's already been made up.
Give me more than 5 seconds. I'm gonna just don't tell the punchline until I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
We're on $50. Dear God, what did I do?
What did the rabbi say to the crazy gum chewer?
Oh my God, I have no. Oh, my, that's the setup to the riddle.
That's the setup.
I know. It might.
Oh my God, I feel like I just made the worst bet of my life.
The crazy gum chewer, and if Ken wants to chime in, go ahead.
No, I don't know this joke. The crazy gum chewer. I don't know.
I didn't know if I should have said the rabbi or what did the Jewish psychiatrist say to the, you know, I don't know how this set up, but yeah, I went with the rabbi. What
yeah,
the
rabbi. Rabbi's better. What did the rabbi say to the crazed gum chewer?
It is the dumbest riddle I have ever heard. The stupidest setup. Yes, go ahead. What is the answer?
Okay, so what did the rabbi say to the crazy gum chewer?
Yeah, well, let me say to our other listeners. Wait, I'm sorry. What's the answer?
You should try Meshuggahless.
Did that cost me $50?
That cost you $50. I like how it didn't. I was going to say, does it matter if the joke is funny or not? But I decided to hold my tongue.
Okay, let me say to our listeners.
Yeah.
That was a one-time only offer. That offer is now off the table. That joke.
You're out $50.
I'm out $50.
Do you get it?
What's your name?
You're asking if I get it? You're asking. You mean you think I didn't laugh because I didn't get it?
That's what I think.
Yeah, it's kind of an inside local color joke. Maybe too much.
Next time.
Try my sugar list. What's your name, caller?
Mark H.
Mark H.
Well, so, send me your PayPal account information. How can he send it to me?
Send it to me at ken@wfmumark.
And I will.
No, I'm just gonna make a donation. You guys rock. But,
well, no, I'll make. You know what? If you'd like,
I always wanted to send myself this joke as a poor man's trademark, so I got to do it on air with you guys.
I'll tell you what. I would.
Universe of radio. No. Completely.
Thank you. I have to pay you the $50. I just must because I made the deal. So, do you want me to contribute it to the $50 to FMU, or do you want me to send it to you? All right. I owe FMU $50.
No, I'm going to do a monthly thing here soon. So, but no, thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark, and congratulations on your joke. Yeah, that's yours, baby. You made that one up.
All right, no, spread it out there.
Yeah,
we will.
We'll spread that joke. Yeah.
All right.
You should try my sugarless.
Yeah. Hey guys, if you're in a bar tonight, you're talking to a pretty young woman, want to impress her? Yeah. Now have a great joke.
All right, so are you still good for $50, Andy? Or is that deal off the table
okay.
now?
Okay, and I owe that guy $50. I can't, okay. Or I owe you. I'm pledging to
the
station. Yeah,
you're going to pledge to...
I will. I have a check in my pocket.
Hey, look at this. Thanks to Andy in Madison for supporting WFMU in 7-second delay during our year-end fundraiser.
Well, you can... Well, thank is that you, my $50?
Andy? Yep, that's $50.
Well, that's
just
it.
Just showed up.
Well, it couldn't have, but it should, and it will.
And thank you, Simon in Birmingham, UK.
Thank you.
Wendy in Philadelphia.
Mark her thanked. And when you thank her, mark her thanked.
I did.
Because God forbid you thank someone twice.
Or three times.
God forbid.
Thank you, Garen in Chelsea, Michigan. Alex in New York, New York. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
I have another $50.
Andy has another $50.
I can't go down that punchline road again.
No, no more wagering. But if
there's no joy to be found there,
you're looking for people to perform a stunt.
Just tell me what you do for $50.
I guess $50 isn't enough. Maybe you should increase it to $100.
No, $50 is fine. Is there something in your house you're offering to eat? All you have to do is be able to prove it. 201-209-9368. Make me an offer. No reasonable offer refused.
Really? No reasonable offer?
Yeah. Well, I get to decide what's reasonable.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who else do we have to thank there, Uncle Ken?
Rhett in Jackson Heights. Thanks, Rhett. Thanks to David in New York, New York. Ah, Kenya. Thank you, Kenya, in San Francisco.
These people are keeping the station on the air.
My pal Kenya, they are. They really are.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a lot of to answer for at the pearly gates.
Yeah, like what?
Like, this is what you did with your money?
Uh-huh.
And you want to get into heaven?
Thank you, Anna, in South Orange. Daniel in Hillsborough. Very generous pledge. Thank you, Daniel.
Mark them thanked.
I did. Daniel M.
I should explain. Ken is reading from a list of listeners who have pledged. And as he thanks them, there's a column on the right side of the screen that says marked, thanked. And he's clicking that.
But you can always look at the people you've thanked. If you want to see them again, you can. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Hey, how's your new Netflix show coming along?
It's just chugging along.
People
you'll see
want to know.
Who wants to know?
Everybody wants to know. We know that Tony Danza is in it. Who else is going to be in it?
Well, can't say yet, but we're casting now, and we're very excited about a lot of our choices.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be on the air. I'm sorry, not on the air. It'll be launched, or maybe they say it'll be dropped. Is that the verb for a Netflix show?
Released? I don't know.
It'll be launched about a year from now. It takes a while. They have to translate it into 50 languages.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Because it's launched around the world, in every country in the world.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously, except for three. There are three countries that are not in their network.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's a juggernaut, baby. It's like FMU in that way.
And can we guess who the female lead is?
Can I guess who it is the question. We're auditioning...
Really?
We're auditioning young women, talented young women.
Really?
Reading for the part.
Huh.
We don't have a lot of money in the budget for a big star. So we're seeing, you know, New York theatrical actresses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talent out there.
Young women who are looking for a break.
Yeah, but we're very respectful. There's no Harvey Weinstein shenanigans going on.
Oh, no. Certainly not.
Certainly not.
Not now.
Not now. Not after last week.
Yeah.
You know, the fun's gone out of this business.
Well, there's somebody that you can discuss this with on the line.
Oh, boy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Dad, if I tell you I love you, will you give me $50?
Evan, I love you so much, but I can't. I hope you say you love me without being bribed.
Okay, because Mom said I should call and ask that.
Well, I will. If you say you love me, I'll say I love you back. Which is worth more than any amount of money.
What if I say you're the best dad in the world? Then will you give me $50?
I don't think there's any. I don't think I can give you $50, buddy.
What if Evan jumps off the garage?
No, don't jump off the garage.
You're saying no, but you're nodding your head yes.
No, that offer's good for anyone. Not no blood relation.
Bye. I love you, Ken.
I love you, Evan.
He is a funny kid.
Me and Evan have something special.
I know.
He's got something real special.
We had a parent-teacher conference yesterday.
Yeah.
His teacher loves him. She was telling us all. He's apparently very funny in class.
He's the class clown.
I don't know if he's the class clown. I hope he's not disruptive.
Oh, me too.
I hope he does better than me in school.
How did you do in high school? We know that you dropped out of college.
I was distracted in high school.
Really? What were you distracted by?
There were other things to do besides go to class.
Like what?
I don't want to talk about it because my kids are listening.
But we know that you didn't do drugs. We knew that you were straight edge. That's been established.
Yeah, I didn't get high.
And you weren't.
I didn't drink.
And you weren't fooling around with girls.
I couldn't talk to girls.
That's
didn't
clear.
Have the nerve.
So
nope.
What the hell were you doing?
It was
We've eliminated everything.
It was so pathetic.
Were you collecting comic books?
there was that.
Oh my God. Playing video games?
Well, there was no such option back then. But
of course there were.
There was
Pong.
I don't know.
Pong,
I don't think
there was
Pong.
Pac-Man.
Pong might have been later.
Maybe that was,
well,
yeah.
I was born in 55, so
that's true.
High school, there was no option like that.
True.
But there were other distractions.
Like what?
I thought, my kids are listening.
But you weren't doing anything bad.
I wasn't a great student, so I want to be a good example to Evan and Molly and maybe my grandkids. I don't want them to be like,
but
be,
now you're,
be like your mom.
But now you're made of money.
I never thought I'd say this. Hey, kids, be like your Uncle Ken.
Oh, yeah.
Follow his example. Wow, who'd ever think anyone would ever say that?
Yeah, be like me.
Hey, kids, be more like Ken. Why can't you be more like Ken Friedman? That's a sentence no one's ever said in English out loud.
Andy Breckman's willing to give you $50. You just got to make him an offer. It's clearly not enough money.
To get people interested?
Well, because you're looking for stunts. I thought that...
You thought people would jump off the roof of the garage.
No, I did not think that. I thought people might be willing to...
Wait, some guy...
Provide some kind of service, bring us ice cream.
Some guy went home with $50 already. Or forced me to
Forced
pledge.
Me to donate $50.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, John in Jersey City, supporting us during our Into the Black fundraiser. Seth G., Neil S.
That's what you're calling the fundraiser?
Well, Into the Black is going to kind of be an ongoing campaign until we're in the black. That's the thing.
Until you're out of your hole?
Yep.
You're in the red at the moment?
Until we take in as much every week as we send out.
You're just learning that's a goal?
It took me 25 years to realize that you have to have more money coming in every week than you're spending. But now we're trying to fix it.
How can people pledge money?
They just go to WFMU.org. Can't miss it.
And what do they get for their pledge?
They get all sorts of stuff. We have two new T-shirts at the $50 level, two brand new T-shirts. The ever-popular Woof Moo T-shirt has finally been reprinted for the first time ever on black. You're a big fan of T-shirts.
I love the free T-shirt room. I don't know why people just don't swing by and just grab T-shirts like me.
You're the only one who calls it the free T-shirt room.
Mm.
Yeah. You're the only one who goes in there and steals T-shirts. Nobody else does that.
Okay, you get T-shirts, but you have to also be honest. It will also keep the station on the air.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to cop to that, Ken.
Right. If you give money to WFMU...
There's always a danger that the station will survive.
Right, and that we won't get cut off.
Yeah.
That our... You know, electric bill and our internet bills will not get cut off. That we will not be evicted from our transmitter site.
Are your expenses going up and up and up?
Yes, they are. And thanks to Kurt in California, now we're up to date.
Now, what percentage of the money that you raise goes up your arm?
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Up my arm. That's an old term.
I'm an old guy.
Yeah. I think that predates...
You've got an old co-host.
That predates up your nose.
It does?
Yeah. Up your arm is like... That's like 1972.
Hello?
Up your nose is like 1978.
Hello, I'm Andy Breckman. That's me. I don't have a reference...
Yeah, that's Panic in Needle Park era.
Panic in Needle Park. That's the kind of movie that... That explains where I was instead of going to class.
Oh, really? You were going to see movies?
Sneaking off to movies.
Oh, my God.
Every day, yeah.
Oh, my God. You were cutting class to go to the movies.
Yeah. Well, I considered it my school.
Wow.
I considered I was going to film school.
Yeah.
That's how
I mean,
it paid off.
Now you're
Well, but I have to tell my kids that I got lucky. Don't
got lucky?
Like, yeah.
You're made of money. You're a big screenwriter.
I'm not friends
with Harvey Weinstein. He's sending you fan letters.
Friends of Harvey Weinstein. That's like the third rail now. No one's friends. Suddenly, in 10 days, he lost every friend he had. He's been deleted from every speed dial list in Hollywood.
Does anybody even know where he is? He's out. He's out of the country.
It's so funny how outraged people are.
He's outside of the United States now.
Can I tell you something? I'm speaking for all of Hollywood.
Yes.
We had no idea.
Right.
I'm speaking for all of Hollywood.
That's the amazing thing is there were so many jokes. There were jokes at the Academy Awards about it. There were jokes on 30 Rock about it.
I mean,
Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane had a great joke about it at an awards event. But other than those people that wrote those jokes, we had no idea. You've got to believe me.
No, it was a very well-kept secret. So we haven't received a single offer here.
No. I was so excited about this
idea. I know. I don't think $50 is enough. I think
you said $50. I'm quoting you. It's the exact amount. And then you told this long, boring focus group story to prove your point.
Well, $50 was worth it to get people to sit in a room and be in a focus group for an hour, not to nail their tongue to a tree.
How about you nail someone else's tongue to a tree?
I think you would need permission.
Nail your tongue to the wall. No, that's not any better, I guess.
Yeah, you haven't given a good example of what you're looking for to pay $50 for. See, I was thinking it could be like, you know, meet me here next Wednesday at 7 a.m. with coffee and cake.
At 7 a.m. here?
Yeah.
And I'd pay you $50? I'd have to get up at 5:30 to make it here.
Yeah.
No thanks. Yo, to meet you, Ken Friedman here.
I was just thinking, you know, what might be worth $50? I don't know. Hey, the billboard is still up. Kickstarter is over. We haven't been sued yet.
Is it the second billboard or still the first one?
No, we're getting ready to put up the second billboard.
Hey, which one won that the coveted slot?
The Wake and Bake billboard, amazingly enough. It was really weird because it's like a sensible billboard that actually advertises a certain program on WFMU.
Good.
It might actually guide people to listen in the morning.
What does it say? Is it funny at all?
No. It makes no sense to me at all, but it's what the people voted for, so we're going to do it.
The people.
Yeah.
Thank you, people.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Does it have a picture of, like, what does it have? Does it have a picture on the billboard?
Yeah. There's a drawing on it of a pigeon.
Oh, for Clay Pigeon?
Yeah.
How will you know if people have tuned in because of the billboard?
I know one person has tuned in because of the billboard. He told me so.
There you go.
He emailed me, said he saw the Charles Manson billboard, checked out the station, and loved it.
There you go. I thought that $12,000 was just a waste of everyone's time and money. Fantastic.
Oh,
don't lose
God.
That listener. God, we have to keep that listener.
God, you're on the air.
Oh, my God, immediately?
Yeah.
Hi.
This is
Pamela. Huh? I was calling to see if Andy would give somebody...
The answer is
who
yes.
Who hugged me $50 like he promised last time?
Yeah, well, they have to do it before 7 o'clock.
That's fine.
Are you in an office?
Yeah.
Will you have a picture taken of it?
Sure.
And the money would go to them?
Maybe we'd split it. Actually, I don't know. I'd
you're
sure,
giving you're giving you Pamela $50 just for hugging somebody in the office?
No, I thought the money would
no,
go to somebody.
Them.
It's kind of a sad thing, but I would offer someone $50 to hug Pam.
Oh, I see.
Because we love Pam, and everyone could use a hug.
Right.
And he said 50 before, but he only gave me 15.
Is that true?
That is true. I remember that.
But who would you get, Pam? Who would hug you? Like, who do you have in mind?
Who would hug me? I don't know. I have... people in offices near me.
I'm going to say yes. If you can get a visual confirmation, the answer is yes. $50.
But it has to be. You have to send me a picture, Pam, at ken@wfmu.org or a video, and it has to be proof that it's today. So there has to be like a newspaper or some kind of proof that the hug is actually taking place today.
Okay.
If there's an earthquake occurring, that would be proof if you see things sliding around in the background.
How about some smoke in the air from the fires?
Yes.
There you go.
That would prove it's a current picture.
Yes.
Wait, but isn't that funny? Ken is assuming, Ken is worried that you have pictures lying around of you hugging your coworkers that you could pawn off on us.
What, doesn't everybody?
As current pictures. Isn't that great of Ken?
Pam, you want to hear something funny, speaking of Andy and hugs?
Yes.
When Andy came in today, Michelle was so happy to see him. She gave him a hug. And you know what Andy did? He held his arm straight out.
I don't want to be accused.
His arm straight out like he was being crucified.
I don't want to hug women back these days.
I didn't think you ever wanted a hug.
I will hug my wife. I will fist bump women.
I don't think it has anything to do with Weinstein.
Oh baby, I will fist bump women.
Andy Breckman took me up to a hotel room and fist bumped me.
All night long. Pam, my offer's
right,
good.
I'm working on it.
Okay, you get someone, and then by 7 o'clock, we need to see that photo.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Okay, see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, Pamela. Ah, it was Pamela in San Francisco. I wanted to hear about the wildfires.
Yeah. Are they under control?
Hell no. Not under control at all. How are all your friends?
Shouldn't people be contributing to the folks in San Francisco that lost their homes?
Well, I'm assuming they're insured.
Mm-hmm. You don't have bad management insurance here at the station?
No.
You should have gotten that in case the station manager made horrific decisions.
It was offered to me and I said no.
Yeah.
It's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah, it is. What if, hypothetically, your station manager comes in wasted every morning and makes the worst financial decisions ever? You'd want to be insured for that.
Oh, God. I should have said yes. Jesus.
Bad management insurance.
I need somebody else to make decisions like that for me.
Oh, buddy. We'll get you to the black. We'll get you there, buddy.
We are getting there. We've had a whole bunch of new people joining the Swag for Life monthly pledge program. It's been very, very encouraging. Over 200 new Swag for Life.
Yeah, and you got that big billboard up. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. I really did want the aborted fetus billboard that you mentioned, that you wrote.
Well, it was my son's idea. I think I might have tweaked his idea. I know, it would have been great. It would have been very provocative.
It was a picture of a fetus. And then in big block letters, it said, "Don't abort me, mommy. I want to listen to WFMU." It's advertising genius.
Why didn't that get picked?
It got a couple of votes. I would. Oh, my God.
Would you have gone with it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was actually amazed that the billboard landlord put up the Manson one. I don't think.
Why not?
I don't. It's a good question. Why not? Because it's actually an anti-abortion.
It is, exactly.
It's anti-abortion.
Well, that I think was Josh's whole idea to use that formula.
Yeah.
To use that template.
Yeah. Anti-abortion, not pro-abortion. Anti-abortion.
I think it would have been great.
Don't abort me, mommy.
No, but your little pigeon drawing—that's going to be good too. 201-209-9368.
Andy is paying Pamela $50 just for having a hug in the office.
I'm at $100. This stupid show costs me money every week.
You could get $50 for doing something really mild. You can see that Andy's
just desperate.
A whore.
Yeah.
And he will fork over $50 for just about anything.
What will you do for $50? 201-209-9368.
Just waiting for those calls to come in.
Just wait. Hey, why don't we just go complete silent until a call comes in? Let's give the number again. Do this with me.
Okay.
201-209-9368.
And now what?
That's it. Goodbye.
Oh, wait. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that
don't say a word.
Give out the number and then go silent until a phone call comes in.
What's the alternative? Us yapping away?
That's radio.
Yeah.
yapping away, even though you got nothing to say.
Let's see what happens. Let's see if you have the courage to do this.
Okay, let's do it. Ready?
Oh, no, because you have a call coming.
Come on, let's
do
it.
You coward.
Hi, you're on the air. Thank God you called.
Hi.
Hi.
Andy, will you give me $50 if I pledge $75 to WFMU?
That sounds good. That sounds good to me.
Really, you have no problem with that?
Nope.
Really, Ken? She sends you $75 and I send her $50 and you have no objection?
No objection at all. As long as you both make good on your promise.
Now, okay, I do have a question. Who is this caller? What is your name?
Amanda.
Would you tell me honestly, like hand on the Bible, absolutely on your mother's eyeballs, swear to me, just yes or no, would you send this $75 anyway? Would you be sending this pledge to WFMU anyway, even if I don't send you the $50?
I'm a Swag for Life member, and I just upped my subscription.
Is this Amanda in Cranford?
I'm in Little Falls, actually.
Okay.
You mean you would add to your, this would be a new pledge in addition to your other pledge?
Yeah.
And you would not be making this new pledge if I don't agree to your terms.
Yeah, I would pledge it to your show, and you'd give me $50, and I'd pledge $75.
You're very generous. But if I don't agree to this, you would not pledge the money.
I mean, I may pledge. There's a lot of really great.
Oh, this is to my show, if it's going to be for my show.
Right, a seven-second delay.
Does that mean anything to you, Ken, if money comes into my show?
Yeah.
It does?
It's my show, too. She's my daughter, too.
Okay, fine. Yes,
all right.
I would agree.
Thank you, Amanda.
But, Amanda, I need your PayPal account.
Wow, okay.
You can email
it. To Ken?
Yeah, email it to me, ken@wfmu.org.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Amanda.
But wait, I can't.
Hey, thanks.
But that can't be a precedent. I can't do that for everybody.
No, of course not. That's one-time deal just for Amanda.
Oh, what are we doing?
Thanks, Amanda.
Worst. This is becoming the worst show ever. What the hell did I get roped into here?
By worst, you mean best.
Yeah, I can see how you have no problem with this.
No, no problem at all.
Good old Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda from Little Falls.
Wonder how she's doing now. It's been a few minutes since we talked to her.
We're still waiting for that email to come in from Pamela.
To confirm the inter-office hug.
Right.
I owe Pamela $50 once we get that. I owe Amanda $50. I owe the station $50 on behalf of that first caller.
Right. It's $150.
Yeah.
You're just going through it.
Yeah.
Man.
That's
good,
real money.
Good thing you got a new Netflix show coming out.
Good things my kids don't know about lunch. They know about breakfast. They know about dinner.
Uh-huh.
We haven't told them about lunch. Thank God.
Well, I don't think they need lunch because they're probably at the movie theater getting popcorn.
Sneaking out, playing hooky.
Yeah.
Hey, be like Uncle Ken. Don't be like your old man.
Yeah, be like Uncle Ken. He snuck out to smoke weed, not to go to the movies.
I went to the movies. I went to watch movies about people smoking weed. In the
70s. I never cut class to smoke weed. Not once.
I'm sure your teachers begged you to.
No, we did it in between class.
Oh, for the love of God.
You had 4 minutes in between class.
What are kids? Kids are listening. What are they thinking? I have a daughter in middle school.
If I can be like Andy Breckman, I can have my own TV show, my own toy company, $1 million kitchen renovation, fist bumping young Hollywood actresses all night long.
I used to be able to fist bump all night long. Those days are over.
How long can you fist bump now?
Those days are over. Hey, will you do dead air? Will you go dead air with me until someone calls?
Oh, until someone calls 201 209 9368. Yeah.
Oh! Hi,
you're on the air. Damn. Thank God you called.
Damn.
Okay.
Hi.
Damn, that makes me happy.
Thank God you called.
Just to watch Ken squirm.
That's horrible. It's so horrible. Oh.
Did you guys have dead air?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me in the...
I had to turn off the radio, and then I came up, and I just thought, you know what the weirdest thing is? I had no reason to call, but I thought I'd just call and check in.
Oh, thank God you called, Beth.
But... that dead air, I have no problem with it at all. But Ken just starts twitching and sweating.
It's horrible.
That was 10 seconds.
It really is horrible.
Because you're a broadcaster. Yes. It's in your blood. Well, I love you for calling, Bethy.
Oh, sure, I love you too. Hey, well, do we hang up now?
Yeah, but hey, listen. Did the kids hear me talking about my high school hijinks? Thank the Lord.
You're safe.
All right.
You left school to go see the movie.
As far as they know, I was a valedictorian. If you ever meet my kids, Ken, honor roll up and down. Oh, hey. Oh, that's Pam getting a hug.
Yes, it's Pam getting a hug, holding a calendar.
Oh, to prove that. Oh, she's pointing to a day as if there's no way she could be lying.
Pointing to today.
Well, then you got to believe her.
Yeah, she's pointing to today.
Now, I don't know which one is Pam, but they're both adorable.
That's Pam on the right.
Oh, hi, Pam.
And there's another one, and they're holding another calendar.
Well, you're all not getting $50, sweetheart.
All right, thank you, Pam.
You're gonna have to share those donuts.
And Pam, let me know what your PayPal address is.
Yes, honey, I love you. I'll see you after this. After this, when this ordeal is over.
Bye, Beth. Hi, Ben. You're on the air.
Hey,
Ben in Greenville.
Hey, Ben. You love the show.
Of course, I love the show. Long time listener.
Okay, I'm down $150, so I've got to raise my standards a little bit.
I'll tell.
What will you do for $50?
I'm a glass artist. I make things out of glass in a torch.
Ooh.
And I'd be willing to send you $50 worth of glass art for $50.
Can you do it? And can I see a sample of it in the next 10 minutes?
Without a doubt.
And who will determine that it's $50 worth of glass art?
Me.
There you go.
And will it be glass art that I would put on my desk or a shelf?
Well, I could do like a marble. That would be a desk or shelf. Or I could do a pendant. Like, you could put that maybe on your wife if she liked it. I can make other things that, you know, I think Ken would be more interested in.
Can you do a bust of Harvey Weinstein?
I think that might be not something I'd be too interested in.
That's probably worth more than $50.
Should I give this guy $50? Definitely. Should I give this guy $50, Ken?
It is your call, Andy Breckman.
I don't... nothing personal. I'm sure you're a very talented young man, but it's nothing I'd ever be interested in owning.
But you have ivory art?
I don't have ivory art.
You have rock art?
Well, I have stuff my kids make at camp, my kids that I love.
I've seen sand art at your house.
But that's stuff my kids do at country fairs.
I've seen lanyards.
I don't know. Some of the stuff I make is pretty impressive looking.
But even if it's perfectly executed, it's still little glass pendants. I've got to say no.
Little glass pendants.
Some of the things could seriously ensnare the imagination.
Could I kill someone with them?
Yes.
Well, of course.
Of course. It's like a beer bottle. You just break it in half and then...
And jab their neck? Jab their jugular?
Yeah.
Out of scientific-grade borosilicate glass. So it's actually... It's denser, more resilient, more resistant to cracking. So I'd say it'd be...
Hard to crack
even
and then...
Even better as a weapon.
Oh, even better as a weapon.
Certainly.
Listen, I love you for listening, and I love you for calling, and we appreciate your support. But I'm going to pass on this because I don't think I could live with myself.
You're a crazy man.
Thanks anyway, Andy.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye, Ken.
Wait, Ben, I'll do this for you.
Oh,
Ben.
I hung up on him.
I was going to let him plug his little website. They all have little websites. All the kids. The kids love their little websites.
Yeah. I think grown people like their little websites, too. Aurora.
Hello.
Hello, Aurora. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for calling. I have $50. What will you do for $50? Wait. I'm sorry. What was your name?
Aurora.
Amelia.
Amelia.
Oh, hi, Amelia.
Hello.
Hi.
Amelia, how old are you?
I'm 15.
You have your whole life ahead of you. The world is your oyster. Your future's so bright you need shades. You got to wear shades.
Hope so.
And what will you do for $50?
Oh, that's a create a grave.
All right. All right.
Wait, do you live, are you near a graveyard?
I live, there's a graveyard behind my house.
And what will desecrate, what will that mean, desecrate? Do you have a spray paint
shoot
or something?
It.
You will shoot it with what?
A gun.
You have a gun?
A BB gun, yeah.
Okay, $50. I need a picture of you in the next 8 minutes of you
how
with a BB gun. And what?
How do I get the picture to
okay,
you?
Okay, you have to, okay, write this down.
Email it to me at ken@wfmu.org. We just need to see you pointing your BB gun at a grave.
We need to see it being shot.
Okay, being shot. Fine.
But wait, now what grave will you desecrate? Do you have one in mind that you've always had something against, a grudge?
I'll shoot the one closest to our house.
That's a great idea.
You go, girl. You go, girl. You go right now.
ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah.
Yes, and then also we'll need your PayPal address. Fine.
I don't have a PayPal.
Oh, then
send your address.
Email me your address, and we'll send you a check.
Okay.
Don't put your eye out.
I won't.
Okay. Thanks, Amelia.
You put your eye out. You get another $10 from your Uncle Andy.
Okay.
Okay. She's going to shoot a BB gun at a grave.
Yes. Finally, something good.
That is fantastic.
I was thinking. I was thinking it might involve ketchup, but then she came up with the BB gun.
I thought the edgiest thing that will happen in this hour was Pam getting a hug in the Xerox room. But no, this is fantastic.
Oh, now we're on a roll.
Julie. No, wait, hold on. This is, how much money have I given out?
Oh, hundreds.
Hold on. Wait, no, I'm not joking.
Hundreds of
hold
dollars.
Hold on. Wait, it's $50 to FMU. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not joking.
For Mark. Mark was $50
to FMU.
Okay.
The,
for the joke.
I understand. I got it.
You should try
I understand.
You should try Meshuggahless.
Yeah, Meshuggahless. $50 to Pam for the hug.
$50 to Pam.
$50
to FMU for Amanda.
It goes to her.
Right, $50 to Amanda, and then she donates $75.
And then if this girl comes in, it's $50 to, what is her name? It's another Amanda?
That was Amelia.
Amelia for the grave.
For the grave.
Okay, hold on. I'm at $200, Ken.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, let's say I have one more $50.
Perfect. Julie. Julie, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Julie?
First time listener.
You love the show.
I love the show so far. It's great.
Oh, for the love of God. What will you do for $50?
I want to build a shrine for wealth for WFMU.
Ooh, I like that.
I want to build a shrine.
You mean to try?
You mean
hopefully the karma involved will help the station.
Yes.
Can you build the shrine in the next 3 minutes?
Oh, totally. I got all the stuff.
Oh, right.
What is it going to be made out of?
It's going to be built out of things that will bring wealth, like abundance. So there's so much abundance going on
right
now.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ken, you have no problem with me giving $50 to this woman?
No.
You're okay with it?
She's a fertility goddess, Andy.
Exactly. I'm going to channel for you guys.
She's a fertility goddess of money. Of capital.
All right, Julie.
Wait. You're saying all right? I have to send her $50?
Yeah, if she can get the picture before the end of the show.
Okay, you have 3 minutes, Julie.
Okay,
that's it.
I'll donate half to WFMU.
Oh, you're the sweetest.
Send the picture to ken@wfmu.org. Thanks, Julie.
Not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
And
fun.
Hey, Amanda donated her $75. Thank you, Amanda, in Little Falls.
Then do we have a PayPal account for her?
No, she will email me. Oh, here's Ben's website plug. It's Benjamin Karpinski Art on Facebook.
Karpinski with a C?
With a K. Benjamin Karpinski
Spell
Art.
Spell Karpinski Art.
Karpinski Art.
I hear his pendants are exquisite.
Yes. Highly tempered silicon. Not the kind of thing that you could turn into a shiv at all.
I hear only good things.
Unless you really used a lot of force, and you might be able to. And on Instagram, it's at Benjamin Karpinski.
So I'm down $250. Was this show worth $250?
Absolutely. And now we just wait. Now we just wait for...
we have 4 minutes to wait for...
Amelia to shoot the grave.
She's out there right now. Is she with someone, do you think, to take the picture for her?
I don't know.
Because how can you do a selfie and shoot a BB gun?
I think you could do it. You put the gun over your shoulder.
Oh, God, it doesn't matter. And then Julia's making some sort of satanic
fertility goddess shrine
to help you raise money.
Yeah, for
to get you and your
wealth,
little,
a wealth and fertility
to get
shrine.
You and your little hobby horse.
Yeah.
Out of the hole it's in.
Yes, yep, that's it.
And we have a show after us. Who's up next?
Do you not remember the show after us?
It's the gals are here. Oh yeah, hey.
Yes, it's the gals.
The gals are here. I do remember. They're going to talk about polygamy. Not polygamy. What is it?
Polyamory.
Polyamory.
Polyamory. Andy.
Which is the opposite of monogamy.
Of monogamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Triads, you know, like that David Crosby.
Yeah. Why can't we go on as three? Yeah. Thank God. The Crosby, Stills, and Nash, they would write all these songs, Love the One You're With. They write all these songs to justify banging groupies.
Hey, you're talking about David Crosby.
Wouldn't you love to be Mrs. Stephen Stills, and he's coming back from a tour, and he says, honey, listen to this song I just wrote. And then he sings Love the One You're With.
Take it back.
I take it back.
He wrote Bluebird.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He wrote Wooden Ships.
Another one of your favorites.
Okay, have we gotten these
it's
pictures
interesting
in?
How you love California soft rock, but you seem to hate Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No, no, no. I love those guys.
Really?
I love the first two albums. Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen to the lyrics, Ken.
Oh, I listen to the lyrics. Yeah, Almost Cut My Hair. I'm sure you can relate to that.
That is not on the first two albums. Wait, is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It is? It's on Deja Vu?
It's on Deja Vu.
Hey, do we have any of those pictures? Do I owe
Waiting.
Money?
We're waiting for Julie with her...
Okay, refresh again.
Wealth and fertility shrine.
I want to see the BB gun.
And we're waiting for Julie.
I want to see the grave desecration.
Julie in the graveyard.
Come on, Julie. Will you post the pictures?
Yes, I will. Come on, Julie. We only got another 40 seconds.
Come on, little Julie. Oh, she's taking her picture.
Julie and Amelia. We need the shrine and the
grave. Oh, there it is. Desecrated grave. Let me see.
Oh, my God.
I love this. Hold on. Wait,
wow.
Is it a video?
Yeah, it's a video. Look at that.
Oh, there she
is. She is. She's doing it.
With a BB gun. Oh, rapid fire.
Rapid fire. Multiple shots.
Dear God, did we encourage this?
You owe her.
I owe you
$50.
It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. It was a pump action BB gun. She shot the... She shot the F out of that gravestone.
She had a friend do it.
Oh, my God.
All right, congratulations. And now we're just waiting on Julie.
Now we need Julie. We need the wealth and fertility shrine.
But she has to make the shrine and take the picture.
Oh, I hope it looks like a whale.
Well.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Michelle Mealy. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Nick the Barb.
Okay, Amelia, I'll get you your money. I need an address for you. Amanda, I need a PayPal account. Pam, I need a PayPal account, or maybe I already have it. And I'm reaching in my wallet. I'm writing Ken a check for $50.
And stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kinzel.
How did this happen?
How did this happen?
I love you, little robot. You're my favorite toy.
I sure do like your robot. May I give him a try?
No. He's mine. All mine. I would never let anyone play with you.
I want to play with that robot.
Well, that wasn't very nice, was it? Maybe you should try sharing sometime.
What if they break you? Or they won't give you back to me?
I will be fine. And maybe they will have something to share with you.
May I try? Okay, you can try him, I guess. But be careful. He's my favorite toy.
Thank you for sharing with me. Now you wait right here. I'll be right back. This is my robot. He's awesome. Would you like to give him a try?
I sure would.
Whee! I told you sharing is fun.
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kimzilla.
And tonight, we're talking about sharing.
Aw, it's something I learned in kindergarten. I do that well.
Sharing is caring, mm-hmm. guys.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But in the broader picture.
Yeah.
We're talking about polyamory.
We are.
Open relationships. You know, everything included.
Yeah. And we embarked on this episode trying to talk to individuals who are successfully in polyamorous relationships or operating in a poly lifestyle. And what we found is actually sort of a variety of relationship experiences. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have illustrated on tonight's show. It's not strictly polyamory.
Well, because I think we found that the people that we were interviewing, the categorization of that tends to be variable.
It's more complex than
yeah
I originally expected it would be. It's not just poly or monogamous. There's then open relationships, which are a whole
monogamish was
thing.
My favorite.
Monogamish is a good one, which take from that what you will. But yeah, before we get into those interviews, wanted to talk to you guys. I feel like we're sitting down to have sort of a fireside chat moment.
Can I just interrupt and just suggest that they go onto the playlists page mm-hmm. on wfmu.org/playlists and comments?
And you can talk to us during the show that way and weigh in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that tonight's conversation will be a lively one.
And we might have some special guests.
We might. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. I think we could be joined on the message board by some of our special guests. But before we get into the interviews, Kim and I wanted to talk to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Heart to heart.
Yeah.
Mano a mano. Radio hosts to radio audience. About...
To lifers.
This... Yeah, lifers to lifees? Are we the lifees? The lifettes? The lifettes. The lifees.
No. That's... I'm not going to be called that.
You're not going to be called a lifette?
No.
No? Okay. How about a lifezilla?
Let's just keep going. Let's just keep... All right.
So, you take it.
So right now, I'm going to go right into our playlist and comments page. And in there, I see Chris. I see Melinda. I see a few others. Like, I like to pronounce it the bad doctor, but it's maybe
the
bad doctor.
The bad doctor.
Some of us have these little icons that are little radios, and that means a lot to us.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because the little radio means that you are a swag for lifer.
Yeah.
Lifer.
Right.
A swag for lifer.
Oh, that's cute.
Swag for lifers.
Oh, there's another one. Jeff.
Jeff.
So these lovely people, they have like a sustaining program where they end up giving, it depends on how much you can afford, but on a regular basis.
$10
you're giving
a month,
$10,
$150,000
a month,
whatever
you can afford.
Yeah.
But it means a lot to the station because we know that that's money that we can rely on. So I just wanted to bring that up to everybody because I don't mean to shame you guys, but we only have one person to thank this week, and it was the person that we interviewed last week.
Oh, the
Tina
from the Aftermath
crime scene
services.
Clean
thank you, Tina.
She's wonderful.
That's awesome.
But if you listen to this station or this show and you get things out of it, I feel like you guys need to give back to it because we're not NPR, and we will disappear if you don't give us your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So thank you, thank you, thank you, those of you who are Swags for Life members.